Hello and welcome to the Lemon Tree Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Allison Succomelli. Each week, I'll be taking the science of positive psychology, adding a little humor, and through evidence-based research, provide you with tools and strategies to help you live a life of peace and purpose. In this episode, I will be talking about Kuan Yin, the goddess of compassion. But first, if you're interested, social media links, my website, and other information can be found at thelemontreecoaching.com. You can click the link in the podcast bio. And if you'd like some daily inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at thelemontreecoaching. I post quotes and make book recommendations from time to time. If you'd like some daily inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at thelemontreecoaching. I post quotes and make book recommendations from time to time. Currently in my reading stack this week, I have The 32 Principles, Harnessing the Power of Jiu-Jitsu to Succeed in Business, Relationships, and Life by Henner Gracie, and Projections, The New Science of Human Emotion by Carl Deisseroth. I hope I'm saying that right, but it's spelled Deisseroth. And teachers, you may want to check out my TPT shop called The Lemon Tree by AKS. There are some free lessons you can download or explore the shop for more. In this episode, I will be mentioning a few lessons that will be uploaded to my shop shortly. So check it out. Again, my shop is The Lemon Tree by AKS on teacherspayteachers.com. You can find a direct link in the podcast bio or my podcast website, thelemontreecoaching.com. Okay, with that said, let's get into this week's episode. This week's topic kept popping up in my readings week after week, whether it was in a celebrity autobiography, a book related to psychology, or something else. So a bit of synchronicity, if you will, begging for my attention. So I thought I should pay attention to it and dig in a little bit. So a quick side note on synchronicity. If you haven't already listened to Dr. Philip Mary's episode on the Lemon Tree Coaching Podcast, I know I'm biased here, but I highly recommend you do so. It is the most listened to interview on this podcast to date, and Philip is filled with so much wisdom that he so kindly shared with me during episode 35, The 9 Keys of Synchronicity, which is also the title of his book. So this week's topic, Kuan Yin, I kept seeing in my reading this past week and took it as a sign that I needed to take a deeper look. Perhaps you are already familiar with Kuan Yin, but this was a new encounter for me and has enriched my life in deep and meaningful ways. First, who is Kuan Yin? My readings were talking about people who had little statues of Kuan Yin as part of their decor in their homes and offices, which reminded me of the little statue that I keep in my home office. It's a little blue statue of a woman kneeling with her left hand on her lap, palm open to the sky, and her right hand over her heart. Her eyes are closed and her chin is tilted upward. Initially, I had bought this little statue to represent self-love and be a daily reminder to engage in self-love, but I didn't realize it would come to mean so much more to me. There are these gold lines that go across her chest, which initially symbolized to me past hurts. In connection with episode 37 on kintsugi, I discovered the art of embracing brokenness, or what the Japanese call kintsugi, an art form that highlights the flaws or brokenness of something rather than hiding the flaws. The chips, the breaks, and the flaws are gilded to make them prominent and whole again. And there is no hiding the broken parts, which applies to our own lives. And I'm not going to get into all the details again in this episode, but episode 37 is still available wherever you listen to your podcasts if you are interested in learning more about kintsugi. And the self-love healing statue can be found in the Buddha Prayer Shop online. Point being, Kuan Yin reminded me of this statue that I already have in my home. And while there are several spellings of Kuan Yin, she's the goddess of compassion and manifests wherever someone needs her. And the spelling that I'm using is K-U-A-N-Y-I-N. And in positive psychology, researchers Lopez, Pedrati, and Snyder define compassion as an aspect of humanity that involves looking outside oneself and thinking about others as we care for and identify with them. In positive psychology, compassion requires 1, that the difficulty of the recipient be serious, 2, that the recipient's difficulties are not self-inflicted, and 3, that we as observers are able to identify with the recipient's suffering. And in addition to being the goddess of compassion, Kuan Yin is also the goddess of healing, love, mercy, and abundance. She is said to be a potential Buddha in training. And Buddhist legend says there was a woman born over 1,000 years ago to a royal family in China. And at an early age, she was shocked by all of the suffering that surrounded her. And in an act of rebellion against her royal parents and their expectations, she joined a nunnery and committed her life to helping those less fortunate. And there are many variations to this princess adventure story that spans several grade levels if you are a teacher or if you are just plain curious like I am. And the School of Life, which is another great online resource and a good one to follow on social media, has an article on Kuan Yin but uses the spelling G-U-A-N-Y-I-N as opposed to K-U-A-N-Y-I-N. I also found a beautiful book on Amazon titled Kuan Yin, The Princess Who Became the Goddess of Compassion by Maya Vandermeer, and illustrated beautifully by Wen Su, that tells this adventure story about sisterhood, strength, and following your dreams no matter what, kind of giving me the Alchemist vibes, another great book. But the best part that I discovered about the storybook version, which in my opinion adults will enjoy as well, is that there is a companion video of the book that I found on YouTube titled Read Along with the Author, Kuan Yin, The Princess Who Became the Goddess of Compassion. It's about 13 minutes long, and I will leave a direct link in the podcast description of this episode. And I haven't yet, but I will certainly be turning this book into a lesson plan of some sort for various grade levels, including high school. So keep your eye out for that on teacherspayteachers.com. My shop name is The Lemon Tree by AKS. And once I create those lessons, I will add a direct link in the episode description as well. In the meantime, there are free lessons and other stuff that you can check out and follow if you are interested. I try to update each week, but if you are a teacher, you know how that goes. There's also stuff on TPT, Teachers Pay Teachers, that applies to everyday life, even if you are not a teacher, so you are welcome to check it out. But according to the New World Encyclopedia, the name Kuan Yin is short for Quan Xian, which means observing the sounds of the world, indicating her compassionate ability to listen for pleas of help so she can come to the aid of the needy. And it is said that Kuan Yin can take any form to help others, thus she can be represented in both a male or female body, although the female is more common. And depending on the culture through which you are reading about Kuan Yin, the depictions will vary slightly, as well as the history of Kuan Yin and how Kuan Yin is personified and represented visually. And it's just popping into my head now, if you teach the Odyssey, I used to always begin with an analysis of the invocation to the muse. So an idea that's coming to me at this moment is some sort of compare and contrast with the invocation to the muse and the Kuan Yin invocation. So keep your eye out for that one on TPT if you're interested. And typically, Kuan Yin is depicted as a young woman with flowing white robes adorned with royal necklaces from Indian or Chinese traditions. She is usually holding a jar in her left hand containing pure water, while her right hand holds a willow branch. She usually wears a crown of some sort, and again, the meanings and depictions will vary depending on the culture it was created in. And the same goes for the artistic renderings of Kuan Yin. We sometimes see her alone, and other times she is depicted with specific animals that hold meaning within a particular culture. For instance, in Chinese art, Kuan Yin is sometimes shown standing on a dragon, sometimes she has a white cockatoo, and sometimes there are children in the rendering that represent things significant to Chinese culture. Buddhist tradition has its own representation that may vary in clothing, what the goddess is carrying, the specific animals and people that are depicted alongside Kuan Yin, and other elements such as halos and crowns. And the next time you are in a museum, keep your eye out for depictions of Kuan Yin. I know the Met, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, had a display years ago comparing and contrasting Kuan Yin with the Virgin Mary. I need to dig into that a little more, but the Met was noting how two very distinct cultures depicted these two very different figures with very similar artistic elements. For more on this, I'll mention an article at the end of the episode. And depending on what culture or tradition you are interested in, I would research Kuan Yin specific to your preference, or learn about all of them if you have time. I'm finding it to be quite a fun and interesting rabbit hole. This is my wild and crazy spring break, but calming and very centering to get lost in. So see, if you listen to the Spring 2024 trailer for the Lemon Tree Coaching podcast, I am in fact practicing what I preach in terms of creating the time and space to recharge and rejuvenate, which will be different for each of us, but this is one way I recharge by researching something new to me. There is nothing better than getting lost in something and finding flow, which you really don't find flow, and it's usually not until after you are in flow that you realize you are having a flow experience. And going back to our positive psychology researchers, Lopez, Pedrati, and Snyder, and I'm just going to call them LPS for short, they define flow as the pleasurable experience resulting from engagement in an interesting activity that properly matches or challenges a person's skills and abilities. It's such a wonderful thing to be in that state. But back to Kuan Yin and the various interpretations, the legend of Mio Shan is depicted in the book I recommended earlier, Kuan Yin, the Princess Who Became the Goddess of Compassion. I think this story contains many accessible lessons on compassion, paying it forward, and doing what you want with your life and not what others or society expect you to do, which is a form of self-love as well. There's another great resource that I wanted to mention that you may be interested in. Again, I don't get paid for mentioning any of these books or resources. They are all just merely things that I've read or used and am now sharing with you as part of my journey. There's a company called Switch that has made these different guides to help you explore things like self-love and setting boundaries. The one on self-love is a 13-week guide, and I'm not sure if the other topics are all the same, but you can find them at switchresearch.org. They were just having a flash sale the last time I looked, but instead of spending a ton of money on in-person coaching or therapy, this is another route you can take to better yourself if you're not interested in coaching and therapy. But as you know, I will forever endorse coaching and therapy, but also understand the time and financial restraints that come with both, but still highly recommend coaching and therapy if you can make it happen. Sometimes your job will pay for it, it just depends. But Switch offers programs that I enjoy and was part of my learning and journey that helps reminded me of things I already knew, but helped to reinforce what I needed reminding of. That's the thing too, unless you are constantly in an environment that is living and breathing in the manner in which you desire, you will need space and reminders to live a life of self-love, healing, and authenticity. And as corny as that may sound, it's true. That's true of your social media life as well. Even if you are not posting regularly, who you follow can influence how you love yourself, how you are healing, and you being your authentic self. So once in a while, do a social media cleanse. And if you're not finding joy in your feed, clean it out and unfollow those that are not bringing more joy to your day. The same is true of those who engage in toxic positivity and falsely represent themselves online and a fake fabulous life. Be wary of those depictions, as they can be harmful to you if you find yourself making comparisons to those who appear and constantly tout that they are living their best lives. It's a very fine line. Remember to listen to the episode on shadow work if you find yourself doing this. It's about confronting those parts of ourselves that we stuff down because we don't believe they are likable, so we hide those parts. That goes hand in hand with what some people post on social media. To heal, we have to be willing to look at and accept those dark parts. And if you have trouble doing so, this is when I will strongly recommend speaking with a licensed mental health professional. Healing is right around the corner if you are willing to do the work. Or to quote Nikita Gill, let it hurt, let it bleed, let it heal, let it go. So you now have Kuan Yin, the goddess of compassion, in your corner. There are several Kuan Yin meditations that you can find online, ranging anywhere from 10 minutes to over an hour. There are also incense lighting offerings to Kuan Yin, and I tend to like this one, as well as other invocations that help ground and center you. The key, of course, is to find what works for you in terms of your healing, your self-compassion, and your self-love, and do one or two things so as not to overwhelm yourself, or find other distractions or things that help you avoid what you need to heal at your core or the root. Okay, so there you have it. In this episode, I talked about Kuan Yin, the goddess of compassion, and many other tangents provoked by this topic. Recommended readings and references related to this episode include Positive Psychology, The Scientific and Practical Explorations of Human Strengths by Lopez, Pedrati, and Snyder, or LPS for short. The article Kuan Yin by the School of Life, again spelled G-U-A-N-Y-I-N, and Kuan Yin, The New World Encyclopedia, and Switch, which can be found at switchresearch.org. That's SWITCHRESEARCH.org. And also another article, Compassion, Mercy, and Love, Kuan Yin and the Virgin Mary by Kevin D. Pham. And that's the article connected to the Met. And other important resources include the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, dial or text 988 in the United States, or 000, the National Emergency Telephone Number in Australia. And if you are interested and would like to receive daily inspiration via social media, you can join the Lemon Tree Coaching community on Instagram at The Lemon Tree Coaching. I post meaningful quotes from my weekly readings and recommend books from time to time. For instance, in this episode, I mentioned a quote by writer Nikita Gill, which is also one of my posts on Instagram this week. Hopefully people get a little spark from the quote and look up whoever said it and find a whole other body of work that is meaningful to them. That's one of my many ideas behind my posts. And teachers, you may want to check out my TPT store called The Lemon Tree by AKS. There are some free lessons you can download or explore the shop for more. I will be posting Kuan Yin lessons shortly if I haven't already, so keep your eye out for that. Again, my shop is The Lemon Tree by AKS on teacherspayteachers.com. You can find a direct link on my website, thelemontreecoaching.com, or Instagram at thelemontreecoaching. And thank you for listening and have a great week. This is Dr. Allison Succomelli saying it's been a pleasure sharing this space with you. And until next time, have fun, be safe.